back here on Let's Get Local, finishing up our Saturday show. Outside the Pizza Box is coming up next. Of course, grateful to have our wonderful sponsors of Madison Water Utility. Again, they have that $100 toilet rebate program going strong. Just got to reach out and find out more at Madison Water Utility. Check them out online. Google search that. And then, of course, Sue Peck of Evolution Financial, one of the sponsors of Let's Get Local and Devil Radio. Sue, one of the best in the financial planning industry, a certified financial planner. As we wrap up today, we want to talk with Sean from Main Street Alliance of Wisconsin. And Sean's going to join us and give us some updates on what's happening, how Main Street Alliance is trying to help local businesses and small businesses in our community. And so we'll bring Sean on now. I see him on the call. Sean, good morning, and thanks for popping on Let's Get Local with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Sean, tell us a little bit about what Main Street Alliance in Wisconsin is up to here recently, trying to help small businesses.
Yeah. So Main Street Alliance, we're a progressive small business advocacy organization, and we're not new nationally, but we're new to Wisconsin. We just expanded here in August, and we really focus on four key issues. Healthcare access. So we're pushing really hard in badge care expansion with the public option. It's an issue I hear a lot from our members, that healthcare access affordability is a huge issue for them, for Main Street businesses. Childcare affordability and accessibility. As a father of a four-year-old, I can attest that it is extremely expensive. And also there's a lot of places where you can't get access. And that's a workforce issue. That's a, you know, equity issue. And it's something that we can address. Paid family medical leave. We're really the only Western industrialized country that doesn't have guaranteed paid family medical leave for folks that, if you know, you're pregnant or if you're sick, taking care of a loved one, you know, there's a good chance at the federal level we'll be able to get something passed this summer, working with the new administration. And I would say lastly, COVID relief has been a major, major issue that we've been working on. And, you know, I just have to say Dame by Local has done, you know, millions and millions of dollars of grants to help local small businesses here in Dane County. I just want to say thank you for the work of the organization in doing that. You know, we are working to make sure that other local counties, that the state and that the federal government's doing everything they can to help folks. And so, you know, there's some specific programs that I think that might be of interest to some of the listeners that are a part both of the state budget and the American Rescue Plan. But I'm also happy to answer any questions you might have before I talk about that.
Yeah, Sean, I think that's great to tell people and update us on those things for sure. I want to know, though, and make sure people understand, what's the easiest way to connect with you if people want to be more involved, be more in tune with what's happening and the work that Main Street Alliance is doing?
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you want to get connected to me directly, since this is a local show, I actually live in Dane County. You can just email me, Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at mainstreetalliance.org, or you can go to our website, mainstreetalliance.org as well, and sign up there. I definitely encourage you to do so. You know, it's not just small businesses. We have allies that work with us who agree with us on the issues. And so happy to talk, work with anybody who might want to connect.
I also see you have a newsletter on the website too. You can subscribe to that. How often does that go out? Is that weekly, monthly with updates?
It's weekly. And we have a lot going on. Just this week on Tuesday, we testified to the Jobs and Economy Committee and the Assembly against a bill that would have cut small business grants by the majority. And so, you know, we did that Tuesday. Wednesday, we met with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, talking about, you know, our priorities in the state budget. And then on Friday, just yesterday, the Joint Finance Committee, which is the committee that oversees the Wisconsin state budget, had their first remote hearing. And some of your listeners might be familiar with Dave Heide of Liliana's and Little John's. He's a local chef here and a philanthropist. He does a lot of amazing work. He was there with me, as well as Tyler, who owns the Black Sheep in Whitewater itself. And so, you know, we had a lot going on, a lot of ways to get involved. And so definitely encourage you to sign up for the newsletter to get updates that way.
Sean, I know you have some important updates to give the listeners here, and I want to give you that opportunity to do so. But I have one quick question for you before. It's about, you know, it's called Main Street Alliance. .org is the website, mainstreetalliance.org. You know, in Dane County, we think of State Street, downtown Madison, pretty vibrant generally. There are so many small communities right around here, across our state, across our country, where the Main Street suffered and suffered for so many years. So how important is it to keep those Main Streets in small communities and large communities vibrant?
It's incredibly important. It's important in terms of jobs. Small businesses employ the vast majority of workers in our country. It's also important in terms of culture. And in terms of, frankly, democracy, folks who own businesses on some place like State Street are much more connected to the community and much more involved in the community than, frankly, you know, a larger company that may not be from the area and might not have that knowledge. And so, you know, I think it's important to support those folks and support those jobs and support folks' dreams and entrepreneurship and hard work. But I also think it's really important to make sure that we have a balanced approach when it comes to policy, because frankly, for the past few decades, a lot of federal and state policy largely has been directed at helping big business. Monopolization is a big issue, and a lot of that comes at the expense of those Main Street small businesses.
Talking with Sean from Main Street Alliance, Wisconsin. And Sean, okay, give us some updates on things we really want to communicate with the public here and people need to know about.
Yeah. So I would say, first off, on the state budget, Governor Evers recently made an announcement that with the federal funds that Wisconsin's receiving from the American Rescue Plan, that he is going to be doing $600 million in additional small business grants across the state. That's literally triple the total amount that's been spent up to this point, and that's because of the American Rescue Plan. That's one piece. The other, and there are other things that the American Rescue Plan is going to help fund. You know, Milwaukee Public Schools is getting almost $1 billion as an example. It's going to make a big difference to a lot of folks. But there's the $600 million for small business grants as part of that. But then there's the actual budget that is being negotiated right now. That's the state budget. There's an additional $200 million in there. We are advocating for both to make sure both happen. Because fundamentally, there's a lot of folks, a lot of small business owners who've worked really hard and need the help to make sure that they're made whole. Because I just, you know, was hit with a business owner yesterday where, you know, he's made it through, but he has a tremendous amount of debt as a result of keeping things afloat. And that's a ticking time bomb for our economy to not make sure that we're making people as whole as possible from the pandemic. So I would say that's number one. State budget. You know, I encourage folks to go to the Joint Finance Committee website, you know, look up the state budget. For us, we want to make sure both that the small business grants are fully funded, and we want to make sure Badger Care expansion is included as well. On the federal level, there are two really important things to know. The first is there are grant programs that are in the American Rescue Plan, including the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. That's a $28 billion grant program, not loans. This is actual grant money that will be awarded to restaurants and to bars and to basically anything that's like, you know, drinks being served or food being served. You know, it's a pretty broad eligibility. And with that, that's going to actually be the difference between 2020 revenue and 2019 revenue. So those restaurants and that, you know, those Main Street businesses that have been hit really hard, they could be made whole by that grant program. And so we expect that it's going to, you know, run out of money and they're going to have to refill it in. But that's going to help a lot of folks right here in Dane County. If you are a restaurant owner or in a related industry, I encourage you to go to the Small Business Administration website, sba.gov, and you can find out more information on that. The other issue is that the Affordable Care Act is becoming more affordable. The subsidies are being increased a lot as a result of the American Rescue Plan. So if you need insurance, I encourage you to go to healthcare.gov, look at the new amounts. And if you currently get insurance through the marketplace, you can actually get go in, reapply, and get the new subsidies, the new money that will help pay for your insurance. In many cases, this is going to save people half. Like literally it's going to cut hundreds of dollars a month off of people's health insurance premiums. And it's also making it so that anybody who's 150% of poverty or below, which is about $20,000 a year, you know, that they're now going to have premium free insurance. through healthcare.gov. So what I would just stress is that if you're a restaurant, Small Business Administration website, if you need insurance, go to healthcare.gov. It's a lot more affordable than it used to be.
Wow, Sean, that is a lot of incredible and wonderful information for people to know about to help us recover, help us get through, and help us advance in so many of these necessities for our community and our businesses to build back. Thanks for all the work you're doing at Main Street Alliance. Again, you can find them at mainstreetalliance.org/Wisconsin. Sean, take care of yourself. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you again later on Let's Get Local, okay?
That sounds good. We're deemed by local members, and we love the work you do. You have a good day.
Appreciate it. That's Sean from Main Street Alliance here in Wisconsin. Chapter opening up just recently in August of 2020, but they're already making an impact. Check out those websites if you need some assistance. Take care. Be safe. Pizza Box is up next.